Good morning, Symphony. We are reading Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6 today. Just six verses, but it is a good one. And I will be reading that for us. Ephesians 4, 1 through 6. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Amen. In our passage today, Paul exhorts the Ephesians to grow and to practice unity. He urges them to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which they have been called. So far in his letter to the Ephesians, Paul beautifully outlines the awesome mystery of the gospel and how the grace of God displayed through the work of Jesus on the cross has ushered in a new reality for those who believe. They were now alive in Christ, not dead in their trespasses. They were now joined together with all humanity, no matter their ethnicity or culture or man-made identity, since Jesus has become the cornerstone which unites them all. And in light of this new life we have in Christ, we are to walk in a manner that is worthy of all that this new life has to offer. Paul strengthens his plea to the Ephesians to do this by making a really interesting observation, that life with Christ follows this pattern of ones. He says, there is one Spirit, one hope we're called to, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. And just like all these, there is one body of believers. It wouldn't make sense to have all of these united, harmonious aspects of our faith, one Spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, etc., only to find that the body is not one. Paul recognizes the importance of unity, but he also recognizes how it can be difficult to maintain unity. After all, Paul is well aware that humans are sinful and are prone to not living in the reality of Christ. That's precisely why he urges the Ephesians to take care to grow in humility and gentleness and patience, and to practice bearing with one another in love, and being eager, not just willing, but eager to maintain unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. What would it look like for you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called? What would it look like for you to be more humble, more gentle, more patient, more loving, and more united to the body? You know, if I could be completely honest for a moment, something I realized over the years is that we have a tendency to enjoy the private life. I don't know if it's a Boston thing or a society thing or a symphony thing, but I've noticed that we often put most of our lives behind a curtain, only for us to experience. If we were to consider all the aspects of our life and sort them into either personal or community, I think we would put a lot more into personal than we should. Community, a lot of the times, only applies to the few events we attend at church, hanging out and meeting up with people from time to time, and that's kind of it. We like to keep things personal and private, and we only really share a sliver of our lives with those around us. And that might seem easier. That way we don't have to invite people into all the messy parts of our lives. We don't have to share our struggles or deal with the growing pains that come with deeper relationships. We can put on the air of unity for the few moments that we choose to spend with others, and we smile and we say a few friendly words of encouragement and we ask them about their day, but that's not enough to maintain true unity. After all, if we only share 1% of our lives, then we can only ever be 1% united. You know, I'm trying to work on opening up myself more to community. Of course, there's value to the private, personal parts of life that God has designed to be private and personal. But I wonder how much better life would be if I spent it being more eager to maintain unity, being more eager to explore this bond that I have, which was found by the peace of Christ, to have more opportunities to practice humility and gentleness and love and unity because of this deep and encouraging friendship that I have with every single brother and sister built on the foundation of Christ. Not just spending a little bit of time with only those that I have good chemistry with, but instead seeing everyone as brother and sister truly because of the greater bond that we have as members of the same body. It's a tough challenge to go against our tendency to withdraw and instead to jump into unity. And that's why it's so important that we remember that we're walking in a manner worthy of our calling. What is our calling? It's to be like Christ. More than that, to live our lives in light of the grace and unity that he introduced to us. We were once separated from God. We weren't united at all. But Jesus showed us great humility and gentleness and patience and love. And his desire to unite us once again and form this bond of peace was greater than the separation that we had. Because Christ showed us such commitment to his unity with us, and he calls us to this calling of being united with him and with the body, let's walk in a manner worthy of that calling. Today, as you go about your day and you have these opportunities to choose to be united in the body, I pray that you walk in a manner worthy of your calling. As you meet with your family group or your microchurch this week, I pray that you walk in a manner worthy of your calling. As you spend time with your friends, with people around you, with people from our church, I pray that you walk in a manner worthy of your calling. Even as you pray and as you think of all the different things that people shared with you, that you could have an opportunity to take part in, either by interceding for them or by being hands and feet and by serving them to help them in all of these different prayer requests that they have. I pray that you walk in a manner worthy of your calling. Let's pray together and let's invite the Lord to really help us to do this, that we can walk in a way that really glorifies him and really is true to what he's shown us first. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you can help us to explore this bond of peace that we have together. Help us to not just begrudgingly maintain unity, but to eagerly maintain unity, to be so excited in how we join in on what you're doing in our church, in how we can grow deeper with the many brothers and sisters that you've placed in our life. Community is such a blessing, Lord, and I pray that we can all step deeper into it. Help us to not hide away behind a curtain, to just keep most of our lives private, especially the messy parts. But I pray that we have the strength and we have the conviction to open those parts up, to let people in and to do life with the brothers and sisters around us. Help us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.